Dierks Bentley has been releasing albums for a decade and has achieved substantial success, including awards from the Academy of Country Music and the Country Music Association. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of Bentley's latest album called Home.
West, on a plane bound west, I see her stretching out below. Land, blessed motherland, place where I was born. Scar.
Dierks Bentley has a nice deep voice, an open friendly demeanor, and a knack for working in a variety of country music subgenres from bluegrass to power ballads. For all that, it's always been difficult to pin down what Dierks Bentley aims to do. Although he's only in his 30s, Bentley sounds as though he's working through a bit of a midlife crisis on his new album, Home. Take, for example, the single Am I the Only One? A novelty tune about going out to party with a twist. Not many of Bentley's pals want to join him because they've settled into adulthood and he hasn't.
Well, it was Friday in the p.m. and just like every weekend, I was ready to throw down. Yeah, get a little tore up, so I called my bros up to meet me out on the town. Well, Wild Man Willie said I'd like to really, but Idol was on TV. And Ray had a date with his wife, and they quit drinking, but he didn't tell me. Am I the only one who wants to have fun tonight? Is there anybody out there who wants to have a cold beer, kick it to the morning light? If I have to raise hell all by myself, I will, but y'all, that ain't right. Yeah, it's time to get it on. Am I the only one who wants to have fun tonight?
With its talk of wanting to throw down with his bros, Bentley sounds a little desperate on Am I the Only One. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt that that's how he wanted to come across. It may be that where Bentley's most ardent feelings reside are in his ballads, which tend to soar with big choruses bursting with romantic sentiments. Here's one of the best ones on the album called In My Head.
You completely disappeared. You could be a million miles from here. You're doing fine from what I hear. Guess you found your destiny. If this is really how it's meant to be, then moving on sounds good to me, baby. But you're still in my arms, in my head. You're still in my car, in my head.
When Bentley really slows things down, he can sometimes grind to a near halt. I'd say he carries his earnest melancholy a bit too far on the 7 minutes plus dirge, Thinking of You. It's that long to accommodate a coda that features his 3-year-old daughter singing some of the lyrics to her daddy. Country music and hip-hop are among the last refuges for such shamelessness, so I'll spare you the trilling of the daughter so that you can decide the merits of Thinking of You, uninfluenced by the cute kid manipulation.
When I'm all alone or in a crowd, in a quiet place, or where music's loud, if I'm on the road or in the other room, that's how you know I'm thinking of you. When the flowers bloom.
As the titles of In My Head and Thinking of You suggest, Bentley spends a lot of time pondering the vagaries of love. He wants you to know that he's a thoughtful fellow in every sense. He may be at his best, though, in more up-tempo tunes with novelty tune twists, such as the charming, if slightly condescending, Diamonds Make Babies.
Yeah, man, that sure is one big old rock. It takes up half of that velvet box. I know you've given this a lot of thought. You're gonna get a yes for sure. That thing is more than just a simple stone. It's got some crazy powers all its own. Something will happen when she slips it on. They never tell you at the jewelry store. Yeah, diamonds make babies, and babies make mamas.
I like the way Dierks Bentley is trying to work through a new passage in his career over the course of this album, Home. He sounds restless, sometimes impatient, sometimes stubborn, as though he can will his audience to expand and grow along with him. Like much of that audience, he's reached a point where he's not playing around anymore, where there's a lot at stake with each career move he makes. The question is whether the way he frames that struggle can be as much of a musical soundtrack to your life as it is for his.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Home, the new album by Dierks Bentley. We learned over the weekend that fiddler Joe Thompson died at the age of 93. He helped keep alive the black string band tradition. He inspired the young members of the string band, the Carolina Chocolate Drops. Here's Thompson singing and playing with the Drops. I'm Terry Gross.
Don't got a remnant man. Don't got a remnant man. Don't got a remnant man.